This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. You're hearing this morning about a deal in the Senate that could soon reopen the federal government. Colorado's senators, Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper, voted against advancing that deal. They voted no because of what was not included, an extension of a tax credit that helps Coloradans buy health insurance. In a statement, Bennett said the government should reopen, but he said he refuses to do that at the expense of families simply trying to pay for health care. Hickenlooper said the bill failed to address skyrocketing health care premiums. For as long as the government shutdown continues, you do want to check with your airline if you're headed to the airport. So far, 70 flights have been canceled at DIA on this Monday, according to the flight tracking website FlightAware. On Friday, the FAA ordered airlines to reduce the number of flights by 4% at the busiest airports in the country. The U.S. Transportation Secretary said it was necessary for safety because airport workers aren't getting paid, and that there will be many more cancellations by next week if the shutdown continues. Coloradans pay more than most Americans for their car insurance. The biggest reasons for that, according to the state, are hail and auto thefts. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Governor Jared Polis says he was surprised to learn that Colorado has the fifth highest car insurance rates in the country, around $3,000 a year in premiums for full coverage. He has a plan to try to lower those costs by improving road safety, reducing auto thefts, and using hail mitigation and warning systems better.
We feel that with this action plan, we can at least get to 10th over the next year and a half or so. And frankly, we'd love to go further. Colorado should not be paying more for auto insurance than people in other states.
Polis says these high insurance costs also lead more people to go uninsured, which is illegal. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
You can find more news at cpr.org. It is now 8:06.